Hi, my friends, and welcome to another episode of The Greg Tyler Show.
Today, I wanted to talk about something that I'm really passionate about, and it's the difference between someone who does get results and someone who doesn't get results. Now, I work with a lot of people every single day, and I see firsthand what the structural things are that someone who is getting results, who maintains their body transformation results, versus someone who doesn't. And to be quite honest with you, like, I think we spend the exact same amount of energy not getting results as we do getting results. And to kind of like make that simpler is the people who aren't getting results, they're focusing in this, they've got this little circle loop going on of they don't look for things, they don't look to solve their problems, they don't look to solve the solutions that they are facing on a day-to-day basis, versus someone who does have a body transformation, who is focused and working towards their body transformation. They come at it more from, yes, there's a problem, how can I solve it? So they're always looking for a solution, which means that like this person, like they've got their goal, they're working towards it, they're a lot more resourceful. And guys, I just want to come to you live today because here in the beautiful Brisbane, and you know, there's so many people around who are just living their life day to day. And I want to show you that like there's people out there who can make a difference, who are doing what you want to do, who do have the results that you do that you want, and it's a lot easier to obtain than you think it is. So the takeaway from this video is guys, focus on, identify what it is that you're stuck in. What habit loops are you stuck in? Is it in regards to food, that when you're feeling bad about your job or your life or your relationship, what's your kind of go-to that makes you feel better? Because the go-to that someone who has a transformation and who maintains their results, is their go-to that makes them happy, is they'll go to the gym, is they'll work out, and that'll make them feel better, versus someone who goes and eats a tub of ice cream to make themselves feel better, which initially, yes, it does make you feel good first up, but then you feel guilty because you're like, well, I've just eaten shit, and then that's not going to help me get my results. Versus the guy who goes to the gym, feels great because it sucked initially. It sucked initially to go. Not everyone wants to go. Not everyone feels motivated to go. But once you do go, you have that feeling of being, of you've done something productive versus eating the tub of ice cream. So, it's just a matter of like the only difference between the two is this guy just does it consistently going to the gym versus the guy who consistently eats the ice cream. And that's the difference between keeping and maintaining results. So guys, hopefully this has been helpful. If you know someone who could benefit from this, like chuck a comment down below, share it around to a mate or a friend or someone that could use this information and it could pull them out of a rut. Enjoy.